Now here's Travel Writers Radio News.
Following last weekend's 7.5 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia and the subsequent tsunami that hit Sulawesi, the death toll has now passed 1,230 and is likely to go higher. Sensors in the sea that were meant to pick up the giant 6-metre wave apparently were not working, so the town of Palu had no warning. Recovery efforts continue, but in scenes described as apocalyptic, 34 children attending a Christian Bible camp in the northern part of the island were crushed inside their church. The Australian government yesterday announced it was giving $5 million in aid. It had previously given $500,000. Latest research suggests whether you travel for business, leisure or bleisure, a combination of both, more of you are going solo. The survey conducted by online travel agency Agoda suggests longer work hours, constant digital contact and increasing obligations might be behind the trend. 61% of those surveyed said they wanted relaxation and time to unwind by going solo, compared with 48% when travelling with friends. 52% wanted to get away from routine and 45% wanted to be exposed to new cultures. Interestingly, Asian solo travellers were more likely to be younger, 41% millennials and 38% Gen Z. While in the West, solo travel was more prevalent among baby boomers, 39%, and Gen X's, 24%. The top destination for Asian solo travellers, according to booking data, is Bangkok, with Westerners choosing London. Tokyo, Sydney and Melbourne rank second, third and fourth among Western solo travellers, while Asians preferred Kuala Lumpur, Tokyo and Singapore. If you want the best view of Melbourne's New Year's Eve fireworks, bookings are now open for the Melbourne Star Observation Wheel at Docklands. There's room for 176 VIP guests to ride 120 metres above the Yarra on the big wheel at a specially organised New Year's soiree that starts at 10 p.m. in the open-air Star Departure Lounge. At 11:40 p.m, guests take their glass of champagne and board 11 exclusive cabins to ensure their position at the highest point above Docklands when the wheel pauses for the fireworks display. The cost, $185 per person. www.melbournestar.com. Accor Hotels has reached its milestone 1,000th hotel for Asia Pacific with the launch of Pullman Tokyo Tamachi, giving Accor more than 200,000 rooms across this region. Asia Pacific now represents 30% of global rooms and 51% of the global pipeline, having doubled its size over the past 3 years, partly due to organic growth, but also a result of Accor's strategic acquisitions. For the first half of this year, 2018, 72% of Accor's global room openings were in Asia Pacific. Michael Eisenberg, Accor's CEO Asia Pacific, said the group currently averages one new hotel opening every 3 days, but he wants to make it every second day in Asia Pacific by 2020 and one new hotel per day globally. The 100,000 fans who attended the AFL Grand Final last weekend chewed through 3.8 terabytes of traffic on the Telstra mobile network in Melbourne. It was up 22% compared to last year's game, and it equates to more than 1,200 hours of high-definition video streaming. And maybe some measure of the popularity of the two different football codes here, the Rugby League Grand Final NRL in Sydney on Sunday saw attendees generate 1.9 terabytes of traffic on the Telstra network, up 19% compared to last year's Grand Final, and that's equivalent of more than 600 hours of high-definition video streaming, about half what the AFL demanded. In a related statistic, Melbourne's MCG hosted over 460,000 football fans during the September final series. Melbourne has 1,800 Australian rules football clubs in Victoria and about 700,000 registered players. Apart from the 100,000 fans at the Grand Final, 68% of Victorians watched the AFL Grand Final on television last year, and a similar percentage was expected this year. The Grand Final is estimated to generate $3 billion in economic impact for the state of Victoria. That's Travel Writers Radio News. I'm Graeme Kemlow. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.